throughout the years, we would have been struggling with the setup of women's football and the recognition of the football. We always had talent in Donegal, but to actually, when we entered the National League, it was basically to give girls the platform to play at an elite level. And the progress of every girl that has come through, and this year, like I know with the stops and starts with COVID, the progression this year was immense. The girls never give up. They always wanted to train, whether that was on Zoom or online or whatever when the serious lockdowns were on. But they always give the commitment. Our commitment to training has been brilliant. So they deserve to be at this stage. Silverware at the end of 2020, and not many people will get the chance to do that with the COVID. So great credit to the girls for their commitment throughout the season.
Yeah, all that work is all that hard work, Breed, has paid off, because the last number of games have been played in quick succession, so they have in a very, very short period of time. You had a one and a draw against Bowes and Sligo. Tell us about those games.
Yeah, well, the Bowes were comfortable throughout the game. We had good possession in the first half and penetrated and went on attacking mode. Bowes came out in the second half more fired up, and they were basically, but our girls defended solid. We gave away a late goal in that game, which we thought may cost us later on. But then with the quick, that was on the Sunday, quick recession then to the Wednesday night, we, first half again, we were flying through the whole game. They were really determined and at Sligo all the time. But then with tired legs, having played for, was it 9 weeks, they hadn't played a competitive game, and to have two games within 3 days was just, took its toll at the end of the game. So Sligo got a late goal against us at the end of that as well. So, but we put that one down to tired legs more than just lack of concentration for the break in the season.
Well, listen, the result then between Bowes and Sligo went in your favour, which meant you just went through now to this decider, which will be played at Oriel Park. What do you know about Bray Wanderers?
No, we've done a bit of research over the last couple of days. They had three games to play in their group. They beat the LR 4-0. They've scored loads of goals. They're not conceding. The well-structured, physical side. But every team at this level will be hard to beat. You have to be fully focused throughout the game. And the girls are, like, with the development that they've shown, I have no doubt that it'll carry through into the game.
Yeah. Do you have everybody available now for the final?
We have one girl that has a bereavement and or sympathies with her and her family, but everybody else is available. So we'll go down with hearts on our sleeve, and hopefully we'll come away with the result.
Yeah. It would be nice to enter Christmas coming down the road with a trophy, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be brilliant. Like, even for younger girls going forward to actually aspire to reaching National Cup finals, to just, it's for them as well as the current squad. It's the progression coming through the under, like all the under younger ones. It'll be a good stage for them to look forward to as well.
Yeah. Well, listen, Brady, all we can do is wish you the best of luck in the final, and hopefully you'll get that Christmas present that those girls deserve.
Thanks, Oisin. Just also want to thank the two people that did immense work throughout the season, John and Benny. The good credit to them. They never, every training session they were there, they prepared everything. So just want to thank them as well for their help throughout the year.